Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody around the world. And you know, one of the worst things is to be blamed for something that isn't your fault. Now that happens to millions of disabled people all the time. And one big reason it happens is because the money that's supposed to be there to help us is not under our supervision or jurisdiction or whatever word you want to use. It's not in our account. So as a result, people get blamed for things. You know, one of the typical examples, if you go to a service dog school and you're disabled, you know, and you're trying to train with the dog that somebody else trained, you know, and you're having trouble, adjusting. You'll get blamed. Many a times you'll get blamed for not being able to handle the dog when you didn't train the dog. Now, when I was a kid years ago, I'm still a kid, this happened to a friend of mine. Not only was she blind, she was developmental disabled. And for some reason, she had a lot of trouble putting the harness on the dog. And she got blamed for that. And she was denied the dog for it. And when I had it, when we had the same voice teacher at the time. And she came into one of my lessons one time, and she loved my dog. And I got the story of how she was denied the guide dog because she had all this trouble putting a harness on. It took me about 3 minutes, and I showed her how to do it. You know, of course, both of us being blind, I think, helped a lot. But the point is, the schools have the money, you know, to train the dogs. She obviously didn't have the money. Her family didn't have the money to try and get her a dog on her own. And she got blamed. Whereas if the family had the funds and they could hire somebody, you know, to help her train the dog, see, that was part of the problem, that she didn't take part in training the dog. So she got blamed. But if the funding were there, a lot less chance that she would have gotten blamed. As a matter of fact, you probably wouldn't have. So there's an example, and there's many, many of them are going through a situation right now with a friend and an advocate who's in a nursing home. And they're trying to take away her house, you know, for the money. So the reason that she's going through that and being blamed for being disabled, that's how I look at it. That's what I believe it is. You know, they're blaming her because she's disabled, because she doesn't have the money to get the aids that she needs to get out of that place. And obviously the staff and the nursing home and all that have been dragging their feet because they have a motive. They want the money that her condominium will bring. So she's being taken advantage of. She's being blamed because the funding is not there. Now, Mr. Biden released, what, $400 billion into these programs? But what good is that money if it doesn't go directly to help the disabled person who needs it? And by that I mean in the account person. See? Now, if a piece of that money were in the account of our friend, and I don't want to mention her name because I haven't cleared it with her, but if a piece of that money were in her account, here's the money for your AIDS. You know? She could have, first of all, they took her phone. They either took it or she lost it. I don't know what. She'd be able to get a phone, and she'd be able to get help in getting AIDS, and she'd be able to go home. Therefore, she wouldn't be losing her condominium. And of course, we're trying to get her a lawyer. So there you have it. And how many people in that circumstance, in one form or another, that are being blamed because they don't have the money? The president made a very interesting remark Monday. Self-determination. All right? You know, you can have all the self-determination you want in the world, and if the money that's supposed to be there for you is being held by other people or other agencies, you're going to have one hell of a time to bring about that self-determination. I'm not saying you can't do it, but why make it harder? You know? And when we come back, we'll talk a little more of how it should be. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Little Bear. You need a service dog, a guide dog, a emotional support animal. Consider the Akita. They're very, very, you get the right one. They're very, very attentive, loving, loyal, beautiful dogs. All right. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. So check them out. Hey, any dog food, cat food, we got the place for you. Nobody's starved on Long Island. And my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. So give him a call. Let him know you're disabled if you have trouble picking the food up. He's been known to help. Again, that phone number, dog food, cat food, and when he can do it, he does veterinarian services. 631-484-3085. Don't forget about my buddy Kennedy in Islip, New York. Many a time he's helped us pay the Inner Sight phone bill. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, just get some good information, here's a number to take note of. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Tell them you heard about it on Inner Sight. I tell them all the time we advertise you, but I don't know if you ever got any calls. Someone saying, hey, I heard you on that podcast, Inner Sight. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention some who have passed. and all the children go an extra mile for a child. I'd like to see the Child Protective Services do a lot more to protect children and use more common sense. You know? And you know one of the things they could do? Get parents who have had experience, you know, and the children are all grown up. Get parents involved in protecting children. That's what they need. People that have had experience and are good and wholesome, caring people. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Spoke to the reporter today from the local papers, Suffolk News and all that, and good chance there's going to be that ran this month earlier on July 8th. We'll be running in the American magazine next month. You know, can't think of the last name of that magazine, but the first name is American. It's a monthly magazine. It's published by Suffolk News and the Long Island Advance and the Islip Bulletin. You know, American Tide. That's it, American Tide. So look for our story in the American Tide, and we get a copy, we'll let you know. That'll be out all month. And if anyone would like to match the $2,000 that Suffolk Bus donated, please call us, email us. The email is innersight@pmpmail.com without attachment. Or you can call us, 631-224-3090. We'd be happy to give you all the publicity we can. We're hoping to get back in the studio soon and start up this YouTube show. And, you know, we'd be happy to come to your place of business and do a video. We'd be happy to tell the local newspapers that you've matched the $2,000 from Suffolk Bus. And maybe they would do a follow-up and highlight your business. So, consider it. All right. Thank you very much. Inner Sight, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Touro Law Center, Sutton Insurance, the Islip Cleaners here local, Sunset Restaurant, to mention a few, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, and a lot more who have helped. And I don't want to forget, I haven't talked to him in a while, but my buddy Jimmy the Poet, who has donated money to Inner Sight and whose girlfriend is disabled. Hello to Jimmy. And I can't recall his girlfriend's name at the moment. Nancy. Jimmy and Nancy. All right, the brain is kicking, man. The brain is working. Inner Sight is working. All that money that Mr. Biden put behind programs, I don't know if it includes all the programs, we're trying to find out, but at least the one program, money follows the person, you know? Inner Sight has been talking about this for the last year, that there's no money behind the ADA. It's a start. It's a start. We need to get the monies into the hand of the person who is being helped. Because you know, another politician can come along and say, "Oh no, we got to end this program." You know, the money needs to be into the hands of the people, and the agencies should participate and start raising some of it. Give them a good excuse. So, why do we get blamed for many, many things when somebody else is harboring our funds and our money? I crossed the street twice today with my guide dog and walking, as I do every day. And twice, in the middle of the crosswalk, as soon as I got over, the light obviously changed because the traffic was coming against me. Now, the cycle of the light is the safety feature. If you can't tell the cycle of the light, you're not safe. All right? My independent living center now, I don't know, it's been at least a couple of years that they've been trying to get an accessible pedestrian signal put up. And you know, when you're trying to cross and you can't read the light off and it changes and all the horns start blaring at you, you can't help thinking, why are these people blaming me? I can't read the damn light. You know? Why aren't they complaining to the people who have the money to make the damn thing right? See, that's why a lot of stuff happens in this world. Because people allow it to happen. Today I was thinking, boy, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could get a driver's rebellion, you know, to send a message to these stupid asses at the traffic place, you know? Why are you allowing blind people to cross the street not being able to read the light when you're supposed to put the damn thing up so they could read it? Now, if it was there and I could read it and I crossed against the light, I could see these people yelling and screaming at me, and they'd be right. I don't want to cross against the light. Not only me, it's my dog. She's going to most likely get hit first. Of course, she's so brilliant that she, you know, she's wonderful with traffic. But why put an extra burden on her? So there you have a situation. People being blamed because the money is in someone else's ballpark. And that's horrible. That is horrible. You know? And it happens in so many different ways. You know? We don't control the funding that's supposed to be there to help us. And we should, because in many, many ways, it's dangerous that we don't control the funding. We mentioned at the outset about a service dog. Person denied the dog. You know, now they got to walk with a cane. Big difference. Big difference. That person could be more in danger because the money that was supposed to be there to help them wasn't spent right. And I say it wasn't spent right because there's no law. See, if there was a law, person went to court and they lost, you could at least say that they would get an appeal, you know, and a chance of having the money spent in the right way. But with no law, the money's not spent in the right way. Especially if they don't get the dog. So, you hear a lot about you want people to be independent, self-determination. You want them to be able to get jobs, you know. What about accessibility? Where's the money for the accessibility and enforcement of that accessibility? You know, how can you really expect a disabled person to get a job? Things aren't accessible, and many times you can't even get into a place, and there's no enforcement. You know, it's very nice that Mr. Biden put all this money up, but it's not enough. Not that it's not enough money. It's a good amount of money, but it's not enough just to put money up. You need enforcement, and you need availability of that money to the people who need it for the specific purpose in trying to live your life, all right? You shouldn't have to go in and fight with agencies because they have your money. And another thing that he didn't do was get rid of this ridiculous criteria for people in nursing homes. You know, you have to meet certain criteria before the money will be spent to help you. Well, a lot of us believe that the only criteria should be that you're disabled. And you have the right, now Mr. Biden mentioned this, you have the right to live in the community in your own home, right? So why doesn't he get rid of this stupid criteria? And stop making everything accessible. That's what we need. All right, we're going to try to get the phones open. I don't know where the engineer is. But if you can hear me, engineer, co-host, try to chime in and let's get the phones going. Inner Sight, if you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about how people get blamed for things because someone else controls the funds that are supposed to help us. I mean, it's so true. You know, you can't live your life without money. Not in this country, or maybe in any country. You know, you've got to have the resources, to the financial resources, to live your life. So the politicians should definitely take note of that and change the way the money is distributed. Because many people don't need these agencies. These agencies only make it harder for you. You know. Now, of course, the person who can't understand and is developmental disabled and mentally disabled, of course, needs someone to help them. All right, that's understandable and that's true. And the money should be there for that. But most people, their own lives, all right? And the funding should be there, supervised by the person who needs it. That would make it so much easier for a disabled person to get a job. And then, you know, you get a job, you're going to be paying taxes. Well, the government's going to benefit from that. All right, Inner Sight Television tonight, by the way, rerun until we can get back in the studio. 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check us out at 11 tonight. Tomorrow night, Long Island Cable. They call it Altice now. Channel 20. Tomorrow night, Thursday night. Give us a look. All right. Don't forget to check out our website, innersight.info. Yeah, take a look at it. We wrote a very short letter to President Biden today, trying to get him to do something with the Americans with Disability Act in respect to the guide dog schools. Now, this is very important, you know. The money is there, all right, not supervised by the person who needs it. You know, it's it's held by the schools. So thousands of people go on waiting lists. You have no idea what's going on with the training of a dog, or if they are looking for a dog for you. If you want to do it on your own, they frown upon that. They look down on that, even though the money has been raised to help you. Now, here's a typical example. Mm-hmm. If they use the person, and they do, to raise the funding, and here you come along and say, "Hey, I got a dog. You know, I got a bonded. I love this dog. I bonded with the dog, and." You know, I believe it would make a great a guide dog. You know,
right.
You know, why let I want to have the dog evaluated. Now keep in mind, the money is there, 50 to 100 grand, all right. But under the Americans with Disability Act, you have no rights at all with this school.
No, you don't.
So I don't believe they've ever helped one person that I know of who already had a dog. So they keep the money. They've all that money, and here you go, you know, and you need the dog, now you don't have a dog. And you've waited on this waiting list for a year or more. Where's the justice?
There is none.
Where's the equality?
There is none.
I mean, this is horrible to treat somebody this way.
I know.
The Americans with Disability Act is supposed to make us equal and give us justice. Well, there's no justice when you get denied for a dog, and especially when you've waited and the money is there and you have a great potential dog in your midst and they won't even take a look at it.
Right. I remember.
So we wrote
the
letter.
Okay.
We wrote the letter to the president on the website. Hopefully somebody will see it. I don't know. asking him to please correct this situation. I did it in terms, we did it in terms of, they won't give me my dog's medical.
Right.
Because I trained him myself.
Right.
Yeah, so as far as you know, it was sent, right?
Yes, it was.
All right, so we'll see what
you
happens.
You should get a reply to your email, because I didn't do it to the Gmail account. I did it straight only to your account. So you should get a reply.
Yeah, well, if they send me attachments, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, you will, but it'll be all that junk, but it still will say White House. It still will say White House.
Oh, good. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I know, but I'll have to go in and see what's going on and see if I can.
I only want to reply if they're going to do something about it. Otherwise, what good is it?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I alerted my friend Mark Harrington, who I spoke to today, that we did this. You know, he's a big fan of President Biden.
Oh, he is? Oh, good.
So let's see what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I agree.
I don't know how long it'll take him to answer this.
I don't know either.
That's the other thing.
But he might have an N on the president's true email system. This goes to how the regular people go in. But the press, I'm sure, has a better in. Really, I'm really 100% sure. Yeah.
I asked him to do it for me, but I didn't hear back from him yet.
Oh, okay.
All right, in a site, 213-816.
I'm sorry.
1650, you want to call in, give us your thought on how you're blamed because the money is not there for you. Anybody on the line?
Oh, God. Not when I came in. Let me take a look.
Nobody.
Excuse me for taking a bit, but.
All right.
Hold on. Let me look. No, nobody's there. Nobody's there.
All right.
Right now.
Okay, so let's hear your thought on all this.
Oh, my goodness. Everything, A to Z. Meaning, seriously, my life right now.
Well, be specific.
Just,
we need
I will.
Specific.
It has to do with, for me, it has to do with the way they set up the system for the home care and how continually you always have a threat of somebody putting you in a nursing home. I don't want that threat. I want to live on the outside of a nursing home. You know, I feel like...
Have you been threatened recently?
Sort of, okay?
What do you mean, sort of? Either you have or you haven't.
Well, sort of, yes. I would say yes. Because if I don't go onto the system, you have to qualify for being in a nursing home with this system. So they have to, you know, qualify you. Otherwise, you won't have any... means by which you are eligible for that system to protect you from getting, you know, into a nursing home situation. So you won't have that protection.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's back up. That particular program that you're talking about, is that under the
programs.
ADA?
One of them is, it's money follows the person, and the other three that they tout all the time are not under the ADA as of yet.
How do you
as
know?
As far as I know. I don't. They didn't announce
it. Well, you don't. Well, then,
so,
well, then we can't say
right.
it. We don't
right.
know if it is.
But I speak to her, I believe, in a couple of days. Hold on. Let me just get my calendar appointment. I'll let you know when I
well,
speak
why
with
don't
her.
You, why don't you switch over to the program that you know is under the ADA. You got more of a chance with that. That's what I would do right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know, but see,
he put
that's
the money up.
If you, well, here's the situation with it. That's what's worrying me more. I have to be in a nursing home first for that. And then that fights for you. And I'm not going to do that if you paid me to do that, let alone if you don't pay me to do it. Seriously. I will not do
it. Well, that's no good. That's only good for people in the place.
Right. Right. See, that should also be good for people who are in threat also. That's the problem that we're facing.
Yeah.
They don't realize that.
It should be, the ADA should cover and protect the person from going into a nursing home. We talk about that all the time. As a matter of fact, that's in our petition.
Yep.
You know? Now, the programs that are supposed to prevent you from going in, the question is now, are they under the Americans with Disability Act?
Yeah. I think. I don't know. I have to find out.
Well, yeah. We got to find out about
But I
that.
Would say that they are.
Call tomorrow and find out.
I will. That was my plan.
Ask them.
Yeah,
you know,
I will.
Call the, whoever you got to call, was it Independent Living? They should know.
Probably. They should know, and if they don't, then that's pretty sad,
if you can get an answer out of them.
That's what I'm saying.
I would call and find out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. All right, go ahead. Well, what else?
What else? I have a whole bunch of equipment here, but one equipment for me to be employed is missing, and it's barring me from getting a small part-time job where I could just make a little bit of money so I can, you know, my husband and I could just push us over where we'll be able to, you know, make it. I'm telling you, that's the worst of the worst. When you know
you see, there's no enforcement.
That's right.
You know, I called the ADA line today, and there's so much bull crap on that line. You know, there's no direct talk, and if you're violated, call us. You know, and we will send out a federal officer. You know what I mean? There's nothing, man. We need enforcement. That's why you don't have your equipment. If these people knew that they could be fined and jailed, that equipment would be there tomorrow. We're not looked upon as worthy people. You know, just putting up the money and allowing all this money to go to agencies, that doesn't help a lot of us, because there's no enforcement. That's what we need. We need this disability line to respond, to take action, not just offer these publications and all this other crap. You know? There's no action here. No action on that line.
I dropped my glasses that I have apart, right? And then I got disconnected from the phone when I went to bend down to get a stupid pair of glasses that are broken in half.
My friend from Newsday filed a complaint, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago now. I never heard a word. Wow. Nothing.
That's terrible.
You know, what good is this stupid line, this ADA? If there's no enforcement, it's no good. I don't give a damn how much money they put in.
Yeah.
If you don't have enforcement, you got nothing, because that money only goes to pay people's salaries. In agencies. That's where most of that money goes.
I have a question for you. You have a generic title for what does enforcement mean. I changed that to what does ADA enforcement mean, because I think we should be just a little bit more specific, but it's up to you.
Yeah, well, that's
for tomorrow
night.
Yeah, but I'm leaving it as ADA enforcement, because somebody can just call in and say, they're not going to understand what enforcement you mean. I just made it a little...
We need strict enforcement.
Yes, we do. We do.
Backed up by federal officers, or give the police department jurisdiction.
I think the police department should just have easy jurisdiction over that. Oh, what do you mean? You're not going to give this person entry to the building because you don't have accessibility? Okay, that means, you know, this is your first fine. You show us that you got a permit, you've got to get the work done within a certain period of time, and you applied for the funding. That funding, they should also, the people who have the funding, should also get a fine.
Of course, it should be part of the enforcement.
That's right. They have the funding. They should expedite that funding.
Why didn't you get the? What happened to the money? There should be an investigation.
Yeah, where did it go? That's right.
If it's not there within a certain amount of time.
Right. They should be allowed right at that moment to be able to show where they've done due diligence. They should. Here's this, here's that. Why should I be getting a summons?
And people
when they
should
did
know
it
that they can get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This guy wouldn't let me on the accessory ride. He gets away.
But
not
here's the
free.
Other thing.
No,
the people who need the service also should be protected, and I'll tell you why. I remember when I went into a restaurant one time, I was totally discriminated. You should not be even in here, I got screamed at. I said, excuse me, this guy didn't understand any English to begin with. He was a Portuguese restaurant. Then he started screaming at me in Portuguese and then said, call the police, And I just said, what the heck is he yelling at me? I'm a good customer of his for many years. I didn't do anything wrong to him. Why is he yelling at me, is what I said. You know, and this has a lot to do with the non-enforcement of the ADA. It turned out the waiter told me what had happened to him. He had a fine put up because he didn't have it. Somebody called, the ADA on him. This was years ago, and I'm surprised that they never followed suit with what they were doing constantly. They were going to businesses, and they were saying, listen, you need accessibility. Your doors are too heavy or this or that. And they were told, and you don't have.
Well, he was yelling at you because he didn't want you in there.
Right. Mhm.
Yeah.
He didn't want to get another fine. Is basically what it was, and he thought it was me. Honestly, I think. You know, but it turned out to be another person.
We
I never
need,
went back
we
in
need
there.
Enforcement. There's no question.
Yeah.
All right. 213-816-1650. You want to call in and. Anyone who has been a victim of, a complaint, not a complaint, a blame, being blamed for something wasn't your fault and that you couldn't carry out because you didn't have the funding at your disposal, that's what we're talking about tonight, So anybody who has experienced that, if you want to tell about your experience, I'd be happy to hear. On Inner Sight Live, anybody on the phones?
Sorry, Frank. The stupid phone and the glasses trick are not working.
Anybody on the line?
No, nobody's there. Thank God. Otherwise, I'd be in big trouble because I can't see anything without the glasses because I have double vision. So I sit here with a pair of broken glasses once more, and I'm trying not to scream, basically.
Yeah, because the funding is not in your account that says glasses.
Right. What it
well,
should
be. Well,
you
could get your, take charge of it and get your glasses.
I would
There's
get,
an example
if I had
of it.
That. Right, it is. You know what I would get? I would get a frame that is strong, that I,
sure, of course
you know,
would.
What happens,
That's the
whatever.
Difference when somebody controls your money.
That's right.
And in this case, the ridiculous commission for the blind that is notorious for giving people junk anyway.
They did, okay.
Oh, yeah.
They gave me,
Everybody knows that.
They had junk lenses that kept falling out under the close prescription that I had, and they broke, literally, the lens broke in half.
You know,
so I found out they were glass.
What's the big deal? The agency raises $500, the government puts in, here's a $500, here's this $1,000, keep it in your, in a fund, nobody can touch it,
yeah,
for visual impairment, glasses, well, whatever way you want to put it. And that stays there.
Yeah.
If something like this happens, you know you can go and take care of it.
Yeah. And the only reason why this happened is a couple times they fell out of my tremoring hands on this one. The other one I fell.
You need custom glasses.
Yeah. That's right.
See?
That's right.
Custom glasses that a person who knows what they're doing could create it.
Right.
Maybe it costs $100 more.
Right,
you know,
but it'll be
worth
it.
That's why you need the damn money at your disposal.
Well, you know what? I had to pay only $50 more myself, okay, and get a better frame for a pair of glasses that are still working well.
Well, you shouldn't have to pay for it yourself. The money
should
be there for that.
I know they should be, but I finally got fed up, and then I get something. Well, what happens if the commission's not there for you when you start being employed? You have to learn how to get the stuff yourself. Oh,
that's
I got that.
That's why the money should be in the damn accounts.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's your answer to them. What happens?
Yeah.
If the money's in an account,
right,
you know, my job fund
should cover
it. I don't need the commission to be there.
Don't let me tell you what I really want to say. You know?
But that's the answer.
But it really annoys me. It annoys me. It does.
That's the answer.
It is the answer. So nobody
they don't want the damn answer.
No, they don't. So far,
they don't want you to give them an answer.
Right.
They want you to accept their stupid answer because they went to some stupid school and read it in a dumbass book and they think they know it.
Well, here's what
my eyes
are borderline needing glasses or not glasses to be fully corrected. But I keep telling them I see, you know, stuff in double. So you're going to have to give me something to at least make that acuity together. Otherwise, I'm rolling into things.
Let's back up a little bit. Here it is again. If the money was there for your medical, you could go to a better doctor. You could go to Dr. Lou.
They could go to any of them.
Who has given people vision, who has helped people, who has a track record of saving people's eyes. You see?
Yeah.
There it is again.
Right.
It's the damn money that's not there. The money is in the Medicaid department.
Right. When I go without my glasses, I don't feel comfortable. I feel like I can't determine which is the correct path to go because my vision is double. Okay, and they say to me,
"Obviously, these doctors don't know what the hell they're doing."
So then they put the prison in to my glasses. I feel better when they do that. That's what the optometrist, the low vision expert that I had when, you know, I was going to her, I had no problem. But
you may not even need glasses, but you have to have the right people examining you.
She said, I need just for the prison. She was right, and I knew it. The prison is just to make your eyes, your muscles to come together. My eyes are too old to go through the physical therapy for the eyes right now. So, or they're being taxed too much, either or. Strained.
Yeah.
You know?
You need a better doctor. You need Dr. Lou.
Yeah, or Dr. Zhu, one of them who can help me. You know?
Yep. That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, let's see, tomorrow night show, enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Friday night,
Follies.
We got the funnies around here. We'll have the philosopher and a lot to tell you on the vaccine. Oh, did you hear the latest today?
Oh, Friday. You know, I did. It's crazy.
The World Health Organization now has come out and said, oh, you got to get the booster right now. Today.
Yeah.
Right away. You know?
They don't even have it made. How could they get it today?
You know what my reaction to that was?
What?
Boost. Oh, fangol, boost.
Yeah.
That's what my grandpa would have said.
I know. You get the booster. That's what I'd be saying.
Now, my brother caught a doctor on YouTube, a medical doctor, regular medical, and he's saying that if you don't have a cough, a bad cough, and a fever, don't get tested for the virus.
Don't get tested?
Don't get tested.
Why? What's in the
All
test?
Right.
There's not really in the test. Why?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't put too much faith in it. And then he's also saying that if you had the virus,
right?
You know, and I believe many people have.
Yeah, I
you're
think
immune
we've been exposed to it. You're immune
That's
to it?
That's what some of these doctors are saying. So we're going to do it Friday night on the philosopher. There's so many confusing
some people,
statements.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that you don't know
some
what
people,
to believe anymore.
When you catch COVID, they were donating their blood after that. If they felt good after, they were donating their blood to help other people. You know, they would, give their blood, and then they were checking to see if their blood would help other people, and it did, actually.
Who's they?
So
wait a minute. Who's they?
Meaning people who caught COVID, and then other people who were seriously sick from COVID, they gave them the blood of the other people. That has to weigh a lot in terms
of,
wait a
second. They let people who supposedly had this virus donate blood?
They tested it. They said, listen, we're gonna do this and see if this works in helping people. And they're already, like, very ill, so we might as well try something. And they did.
They tested it according to the FDA. You can't believe in that.
Well,
I don't believe in those
tests. It helped the people dramatically. So they, plasma something it was called. I know because of the blood it was called plasma, but I don't remember the
why
rest
did
of
they
the,
why did they give them blood? What was the reason?
It was the antibodies they wanted to harvest from the blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Believe me, there's a better way to do it.
Oh, I know there must be, yeah.
Better way to do
Who would
it.
Want
you don't
blood
give
from
people
another
blood
the
like
only
that.
Time I got blood is when I was seriously had my iron very low, and I am allergic to, IV iron, and that's the other issue.
The long-term effects of that have yet to be seen in those people, I got to tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how you take somebody's blood who supposedly is ill? That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
They take not the actual whole blood itself, the part that is the antibodies.
It doesn't matter.
Understand.
It's still blood.
Yeah, true.
It's still blood. It's still a violation of what the Bible talks about this a lot.
Yeah, no. I know the Jehovah's Witness don't even want to have anybody give them the blood.
Oh.
No.
Well, I told the story on here before.
Yeah.
Tell it again. A friend of mine years ago.
Yeah.
Did a serious car accident, lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And we had a friend of ours who was a health freak, in which, mm-hmm. at that time, it was the big guy was Carlton Fredericks and all that. And he prepared a formula, vitamins and all that. snuck it into the hospital.
I love it.
They had this guy hooked up with tubes and all this crap. Snuck it in every day.
Oh, wow.
And fed it to him.
Oh, wow.
The doctors couldn't believe his recovery. They wanted to give him blood transfusion.
Yeah.
His blood came back tenfold.
There you go.
And he survived.
The only thing that I had problems with is I was the allergic to the iron that they wanted to give me. Badly allergic. I don't know if they gave me.
You gotta bring in other people who know about these things. That's the problem.
I'm gonna definitely go to where I need to go, and we've got to definitely you and I work on that video. I have to. I'm getting
all right. Inner Sight.
Tired.
213-816-1650. Quiet on the phones tonight, but that's all right.
Yeah.
And talking about don't blame us if somebody else has our money. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so damn true. You know, how can you?
Yeah.
And especially when there's no enforcement on the law that's supposed to be there for you.
Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking of all the people who have been rejected for service dogs because they got blamed. They couldn't handle the dog.
That's right.
You know, and the money was there
to help them.
You know, and they didn't compensate them and say, look, you know, we're not going to blame you. We trained the dog. You weren't here when the dog was trained. You know, we're going to put $20,000 in an account. Maybe you could find someone who could train the dog in a different way that you can handle it.
Right.
They don't do that. See, that's what the ADA should do.
Right.
Don't blame the person.
No.
No. They didn't train the dog. How the hell can you blame them? We need enforcement. We need protection. Hopefully Mr. Biden will get my little note and do something about it. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah,
right. All right, we got to get out of here. 90 seconds. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow. We'll talk about enforcement of the American Disability Act. And want to thank all our listeners, people who help keep the show going. Really appreciate it. If you want to match the $2,000 donated by Suffolk Bus Corp, get in touch with us. Get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to talk to you about that. All right, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all the people out there that we are serving. And, you know, this is a service.
Yes, it is.
This is a service. We let people know what we believe should take place. And I don't think you're going to hear this kind of programming anywhere else, only on Internet.
No, because everything that we gather is based all on true stories. So people have called us, contacted us by email, anything. Yeah.
Inner Sight, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.